Popping congregation, welcome back to another installment of Scam Goddess. It is I, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. Good to see y'all. Can y'all see me? I'm just fucking with you. Y'all having a good day? You having a bad day? You got gas? I don't got gas. Anyways, guys, I am very, yes, excited. And I truly am. I know I say this every single time, but we get the best guests on this show. And I know that y'all are going to go up for today's guest. And we have two guests, okay? Double homicide. And I'm very excited. Today, we have two guests on the show. One is an influential media personality, and the other one is an unfiltered journalist. Together, they host the OK Now Listen podcast on Netflix, Strong Black Lead Brand, honey, yes. And you can catch the reality TV show Get You a Me on the Still Watching Netflix YouTube channel. Get You a Me is a show where Scotty and her bestie Sylvia will be giving men advice on how to land women like them. Just in time for cover season, y'all. And congregation, please welcome Scotty Beam and Sylvia Obell.
Hi.
Hello. I love that intro.
Yes.
So much.
I love your
voice.
I'm
going to have to add.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have an unfiltered journalist to my bio. Mm-hmm. So that was a good
very
one. Thanks
cute.
For that. Thanks for that.
I love that for you. Yo, I got to, okay, get you with me. I gotta watch it. I'm gonna watch it because I'm so excited. I know Tristan. He's a very dear friend. And I know he directed.
Oh, we love Tristan.
Yes. It's very...
Tristan know everybody, child.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know Damo. So I was like, oh.
Oh, so you were Aggie.
Honorary.
Honorary.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm about to say, you start naming Aggies, I'm going to be like, all right, you got one more.
Oh, I can keep listening. I can keep listening. But I know them because when I moved to Los Angeles, one of my friends, Cody, out here, he actually put me on the first podcast I ever did. And I had to ask him, I was like, where the real niggas at? Like, because, you know, I was in Hollywood, and I was like, well, you know, everybody was being very Hollywood. I was like, where are, like, the nice, real, normal black folks? And then he pointed me in the direction of Tristan and JoJo and all of them, and we've been friends ever since, so...
I love that when somebody asks where the real niggas at, they get pointed to Tristan. He'll love that. I'm sure he loves that.
It's right up his lap, Allie.
Right. Tristan, go ahead and make the merch. I'll let you have that one. Free
oh
for you.
Oh, my goodness. I will never hear the end of this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, guys, I have to ask you, and either one of you can go first if you're expired, but what is your relationship with scams? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? Do you run any statute of limitations provided? You know, what's the deal?
I don't know of any scams. I think the biggest scam was probably when a nigga wore his like hat in a pool, and that's how I knew that he had a receding hairline. That's a scam. Niggas with hats are scam. So that was some scammer shit. But other than that, like, I don't necessarily know any scams.
You
like,
got hatfished? Damn.
Oh, child.
The yes. Hatfish is a common offense.
Well, now they got weaves. They got man weaves. So
that's true. They got beads. You know, sometimes they'll try to make that Beijing blend like it's a little higher hairline than it's supposed to be.
It's the only scam that
they
I know
they be using
of.
Concealer. Look. Hatfishing is funny to me in a pool because you know how misogynistic men love to be on Twitter. Like, if she really want to know if she pretty, throw her in the pool.
So yeah. He jumped in the pool. That's how I knew it was bad. That's when I figured out, oh, I've been scammed. He jumped in the pool with a fitted on. I said, oh.
He's swimming underwater with the fitted on?
Absolutely, yes.
You know that I'm crying. I now I'm imagining men trying to have sex with a fitted on like it's natural.
Right.
Because I don't want you to see it.
I'm and like, I feel like it's far? Been done. And I want to like tell my done. Ladies that you deserve better. Please, God, do not lay in bed with a man.
Y'all take a shower together. He got the fitted on still.
Please,
no.
Child.
No,
not this
child.
Can't be it. Yeah, that's the only scam I know. That's my only relationship to scam.
Okay, that's a good
scam.
One. Mm-hmm. Sylvia, have you ever been scammed? Or do you have a relationship with scams?
Well, but listen, men aside, because I don't know how much time we have.
Every man is a scam.
Niggas aside. I mean, also, there's obviously all the internet scamming that's trying to occur today. Sometimes I'd be like, yo, this is the best y'all got? That is not a challenge. FYI, is not a challenge. But, you know, definitely there's the, you know, the emails of people who just are in need. But not really, you know, and they just want your bank information. There's the callers who claim that they're the CIA or who FBI, people who will never call you up like this on an automated account. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's those run-ins. But I think I feel like I've managed to be pretty scam free. I will say the last time I felt like I got away with a little bit of a scam, okay. even though it wasn't like a, nothing crazy, because, you know, I'm not about to confess no crimes on a podcast, but I did the other day, Honey Baked Ham, right? It was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Honey Baked Ham is a popular place where people get hams and turkeys and stuff. You know,
turkeys are expensive now. Like,
yeah, so we didn't get the whole turkey, but we got the ham because we're more of a ham family than a turkey family.
Anybody should be.
Right. And we were like, who wants to go through all the trouble? Like, you know, like, let's just get a ham from Honey Baked Ham. So we went to go pick one up. I had done a reservation. Child, the line was around the corner, around the parking lot. For people waiting in line to get their honey baked hams that they had already pre-ordered. I know this ain't the line where people who already reserved the ham, sure it was. I promise you I cut that line. Like, I walked in like I was a DoorDash delivery person trying to pick up. I was like, excuse me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I'm DoorDash. Got a delivery. Got to pick them up. I got to the register, the little side where it said DoorDash. I said, hey, I have a reservation. Can I get the turkey? She was like, I got you. I tried to pay when nobody was watching. In and out in about 10 minutes flat while everybody else was in that line for hours. Because what I was not about to do was spend hours waiting for no ham.
Now listen, I'm with you on that, Sylvia. Lines are bad for my self-esteem.
I really cut a line. That's my top scamming thing, is figuring out a way to cut a line.
I do have a top scamming. Sylvia knows the story, I think.
Uh-oh. I was waiting to see if you was going to tell. Well, I don't know. Which one you going to tell?
That's a good friend. She was like, I ain't going to snitch on you.
I just remembered as soon as like you were talking. Oh, yeah, duh. When you remember back in the day, they used to send you these checks, these, shopper checks. You could go in and you act like you shop
Mystery
there.
Mystery shopper, then, yeah.
What is it called?
Mystery shopper.
Mystery shopper, right? And they send you that fake little check.
Mm-hmm.
This is back when I was broke, guys.
The Despo meter. Like, when you need...
That's
when you start being like, maybe.
Maybe. So it was a fake little check, but it looked real. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me just go ahead and put this in the ATM and see what happened.
Oh, no. I know what happened.
Don't tell it. Wait, Chase. I don't think I knew this one.
Oh, you know this one, Sylvie. They froze. They froze my checkings. They froze my savings. They froze me. They froze my lunch. My dinner. They froze.
Chase said, shut it all down.
They froze it.
Chase said, cut the cameras. Dead ass.
And I was like, oh, you can't do that? They was like, ma'am, you knew that this wasn't a real check. This fat ass. It was
Why
like
they acting
so
like
fake.
They don't know you? Ma'am, I'll give y'all my money. Chase, we go together.
That was the all the respect they have for you. That was the best they said that. You know you lied to me.
They looked at me like, bitch, you better be happy that we ain't called the authorities. Get your ass out of Chase. You can no longer have
They chased you out of Chase?
They sure did. Oh, I ain't have a Chase since. Yep, I had to move out. Shout out to TD Bank. They gave me a second chance at life.
That's why you at TD Bank.
Not TD Bank. We'll give you a second chance.
I thought she was banned from Chase.
They said, don't walk in here. You walk into Chase, they got a picture on the wall of Scotty. They said, if you see this woman.
Mind you, it was like for $110.
Chase is fucked up for that. Why they victim blaming? Okay, got a check and you deposited a check. I see nothing wrong
with you
believing in a check. Okay,
it could have been an honest mistake. Maybe you thought it was the check and you put the other one by accident. You know,
that's right.
Chase ain't right for that.
No, I thought she was gonna say the New Jersey Transit one. That's what I thought she was.
That's not scamming. That's just stealing from the state. But no,
that's not a scam. Public transportation in New York and New Jersey should be free.
It should be free. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they be trying to run up the Metro card. Every time I come back, the Metro card is more expensive, but the Metro is not giving expensive.
It's not improved a thing. Where is my money going? Because it's clearly not going to the subway system.
Right, the same rats got the apartment complex right by the J train.
Yes.
Like,
and
it's
I still ain't
dirty.
Got no outlet. And the NJ Transit. So how come y'all ain't got no extra outlets yet? Y'all ain't got no cup holders.
No wives or no fives. Y'all ain't got nothing.
All they got is that blast in that AC. Be freezing. You be freezing your ass.
Them niggas still take cash. You understand? Right. NJ Transit still take cash. Yeah, so Sylvia's talking about, I will hide my ass in a motherfucking bathroom before I pay for a damn ticket.
Amen. Amen.
It's too expensive.
That's called reparations, okay? They're not going to give us reparations. We're going to have to take them wherever we can get them, okay? And that just sounds to me like some reparations, okay? Mm-hmm. For the community, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it. Well, let's get into our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about a poppin' scam in the zeitgeist, or more often than not, we get your letters. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgotishot@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is returned, because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. So I need a fake name for this person, Sylvia, Scotty, any fake name. We don't care about gender on this show.
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea sounds like she do her taxes. That's a classy name. So Andrea says, I worked for Redacted Cable, Internet, and Phone Service Provider for 5 years. You better redact. When I would go to service calls. Right. So when I would go and do service calls within 30 minutes of my own home, I would always leave customers the number to a burner phone so that they could call me directly if they had issues. And they could pay me $50 instead of paying Redacted $70 and having to wait. I know that's right, because them cable windows, like they really are disrespectful.
They're ridiculous. Hey, they don't want nobody to have a job.
8 a.m. to midnight. What kind of window is that?
Exactly. I hate activating cable.
It's listen, you don't have to leave your house, right? You don't have things to do. You don't have a job. Okay? Yeah, right. Wait that all day. So he said he's going to come in 30 minutes or less like Domino's Pizza. I'm not mad at this scam so far. So then Andrea says, what I would do is leave a small time bomb inside of their house so they would have to call me, usually within about a month. During this time, I made between $500 and $1,500 extra a month doing side jobs that usually took 10 minutes or less.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait. This is involved.
Andrea.
This is a multi-step scam.
A time bomb? What does that even mean?
What is a time bomb?
Who I look like? I don't know what a time bomb is. I don't know what it is.
Well, she ain't getting no description. I need to know what the hell a time bomb is.
Not me Googling time bomb. Let me see.
Time bomb. Cable time bomb. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
What the hell is a cable time bomb? Now you got me like Beck. Like, that's the only time bomb I know. Tick, tick, nah, 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 nah. I don't know this
I'm
time.
Crying.
So maybe he must be doing something when he's always something. He must be doing something.
Very much something.
Very much something to the cable boxes or to the internet that he knows is going to like short out or isn't going to last very long. And then he knows that they're going to have to hit him up on the burner. And then he going to pull up and fix the problem that he made. Now, or she, he,
now,
they
I'm about to say,
made.
I love that you already knew it was a man. And that's why
I don't
why
see
we
no woman doing this to families. They got mothers and children and shit.
Right.
What to do?
Maybe want to watch Pet Patrol. Can't watch Pet Patrol.
Right, can't watch Pet Patrol. You don't combine Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol. That's
tell
the bootleg version.
Tell me nobody has kids in this podcast episode without telling me. Pet Patrol.
Pet Patrol the Explorer. Like, that's three different shows.
Dr. Peppa Pig.
Clues.
You know, it's a little cop and they look for clues and it's a pig and it's British.
Whatever them kids is watching
today. I think that's Peppa Pig. That's Dr. Peppa Pig.
Dr. Peppa Pig. My thing is I had a cousin who used to install bootleg cable until he got caught. And that's a benevolent scam, because he would come, do the bootleg cable, charge you a one-time fee. Now you got Skinamax Showtime if the weather right. And, you know, that's a kind scam. Andrea, I don't know if I fuck with you over here, like, messing people's stuff up purposefully and then giving them a discount. For.
That's fucked up. I don't like that.
I don't like scamming people. I'm only here for scamming big corporations that deserve it. You know what I mean? Or, like, the rich. Steal from the rich like
Steal
Robin Hood.
From the rich.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. 100%.
But messing with the people who are just trying to get by, probably didn't get paid that day because they stayed home from work to fix what you started.
That's true.
And you taking their money.
Well, now, he said he does it in 30 minutes or less. So... like dominoes. Okay. So still, he said
that takes time. I still gotta be home for it.
And he charged you $50. That's cheaper. Here's the thing. Andrea, I love you. I love you for listening to the podcast, but I gotta read you. I gotta read you just a little bit. I gotta open the book. I gotta open it. We in the library just for a second.
Pull out that book.
If you had done this and then people called you and they had real problems and it wasn't something you manufactured, I would be with the shits. But the fact that you are over here breaking people's stuff.
That's crazy.
And then coming back and fixing it.
That's crazy. You got you.
That's
crazy.
Like the windshield. Like, that's like if Safe Flight, like Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. Like, if they came out and just started throwing bricks in niggas' windows and was like, and was like, damn.
Oh, you need me? Ah, shit, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Right. That's so tragic. I just happened to be here.
Right.
With a car full of windshield.
It's even more disrespectful that you say it's 30 minutes or less because I still got to be home the whole day for you to be there and then you take care of it in 30 minutes. And how many times are you fucking up my cable? Right. Have he done this to, like, he's probably done it to the same person numerous times.
I hope not. Andrea, I hope you were not double dipping. I hope you were, at least if you were doing it, just one time. Or at least let the houses be opulent. Were the people rich? Like, did they get several cable boxes? And you were like, oh, y'all got money. Like, yeah. I hope. See, oh man, Andrea,
I can't respect that.
I don't know about that, Andrea, but I still like you. Keep listening to the podcast.
Oh, right.
Tune in back. Like and subscribe, and then let your baby listen in the other room. Multiple streams. That's what we want. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back with my favorite part of the show, historic hoodwinks. Scams! Cons! And we are back. And it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Sylvia and Scotty with a famous con caper group of criminal squad. Maybe we like them. Maybe we hate them. I have a feeling we might not like this guy. Let's see. Oh,
damn it.
So I picked this scam for you guys because of Get You and Me. And I know that y'all are out here getting men together. And this is a man who sorely needs to be gathered.
That's what we do. Who you gonna call?
Right.
Who you gonna call?
Fuckboy Busters.
Nigga Busters.
No. What is that? What is y'all's kit when you show up in? Is it like Dax, Grease, do-rags?
You laugh, but we had a kit in one of our episodes when we went to a nigga's house, room raider style. Yes, we had a black light. We had magnifying. We had gloves.
Oh, my
God. What you touching on. We had flashlight, black light. We had a lot of
tongs.
Tweezers.
Remember Room Raiders? What a toxic time in MTV reality television shows. And it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful time.
We were trying to restore the feeling. You know what I mean? That's very true.
I love that. It was like, let me go through your shit and see if I want to date you. Wild. Also, I love Next Bus. Did y'all ever watch Next, the most disrespectful dating show?
Fuck with Next. I love that show. See, bring that shit back.
Right, forget The Bachelor. We want Next, okay? Yes.
Right. Quick and dirty.
They'd be like, I love to work out. And they'd be like, I don't like to work out. Next.
And they got to get their ass off the bus.
Do the thumbs down in the face. And then I always love the little walk of shame that they did where they filmed and they was like, I like him anyway.
Anyway, right.
He didn't even have all his hair. Talk about Next. He wish he could get with me. This show is so, like, they would be so mad.
Just did this because I'm an actor. Whatever, I'm out.
Whatever. I just wanted to get my 5 minutes of showtime. Whatever. Right. My man gonna find me now that he saw me on MTV.
They had to all be actors. Maybe some of them were, but I feel like most of them had to be.
I mean,
most contestants on most things are actors just trying to get seen.
And then a lot of them, you see them in different shows, and you're like, where's you in a different dating show? You're trying to get on.
Eliminate.
I see you working. Right, Eliminate.
Eliminate loves to recycle through people. And that was my show that was like X-rated because it came on real late at night and they'd be in a hot tub and they would blur out stuff. I was like, ooh, I'm grown now.
That was a good time in history.
It was so good. And Cheaters is also fake, y'all. Sorry to expose the scam. One of my homies, Tony, he was on Cheaters. And I was like, Tony!
Not Tony, but you sure Tony wasn't cheating? Maybe Tony was cheating.
The camera's dead ass.
You about to just like telling Scotty Santa ain't real. What you talking about? Cheaters is fake.
Cheetahs is fake, Scotty. I'm sorry. Not,
how you know that every episode is fake, though? Every episode? It's fake. It's they be fake. Fighting, though. Like, they be no. fighting.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You mean to tell me? First of all, I be seeing the aunties in there that be over the age of 50. You mean to tell me them? They are actors, that you're telling me? And I'm going to show you one. I can show you one after this show that I know is real.
Scotty,
because my family set up for that. My girl did not sign up for any of that. I know for a fact it's a real story. They was in North Carolina. That's how I know they real.
Yo, if you were on Cheaters, tweet me. Tweet Scotty, tweet one of us, and tell us if you was on Cheaters, because I need to know if it is ever real. Because I know for a fact.
On the boat. I feel like... God wants to say, Scotty about to cite real episodes to you. That is her shit.
Okay.
All right, well, moving on.
Moving on.
Moving right along. Right.
Wow. Hoodwinks. Today, we...
hate to see it. Go ahead.
For over 20 years, a man named Richard Scott Smith conned a series of women, many of whom he ended up marrying, for over $1 million. $1 million of them thanks. He was mostly unknown and did not meet justice until a team of victims, documentarians, and a bounty hunter took the case. Oh, no. You telling me this man with this face?
He scammed how many women into doing what now?
How would he get money from you?
Like got a receding hairline. Is that with like a soul patch in the middle?
Like he looks like
a Flavor Saver at the top of his head.
I don't know. The front of his hairline starts at the nape of his neck. Like
he looks just like the thumb, right?
He got a face like a thumb. Where's the chin?
He'll have no chin. It just all run down.
Have no chin.
Give us chin, sir. You owe us chin.
All forehead, no chin. You hate to see it. Right. He looks like he'll kill you. Like, what woman was falling in love with this? I'm trying to figure this out.
And also, like, a man like this, he would have to pay me to even say hello. Like, I'm not giving him any money.
First of all, I'm running away just based off the look.
Yeah,
the glass eyes, I have no emotion deep inside. Right.
Yeah, it's giving like I'm gonna be chopped up in your freezer next to the meats. I don't like.
Right. Yeah,
I don't be next to the honey baked ham. I'm not trying to be in there. Mm. Nah, yeah, it's not giving anything, actually. I mean, he got a lip, though. He got a little bit of lips.
Lacey, don't do this.
I don't appreciate. No. Don't sit here and try to give us.
You're giving more than it deserves. Don't give him more.
Way more.
He got a little bit of lips.
Please, I don't want to talk about his lips, because now I'm imagining him kissing people. You. And I don't...
I don't want it. Make a stop.
I don't want it.
Whenever I used to use dating apps, I was like... look at the man's picture or a woman's picture, and I would lay down and I would hold it up so I could see if I would ever want this person on top of me.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And I feel like if I held his picture up over me laying down, I'd be like,
if more people did that, that I feel is like hilarious. It would keep you from actually like wasting your time.
Right.
I like
that. That is hilarious.
Because sometimes you be swiping because you're like, I ain't got shit to do. But I'm like, I got to just see. Like this. Also, dating apps, guys. A scam. If anybody says they work in consulting, they don't got no job. I hate, that's not a real job. Okay. Consulting what? Consulting where?
Shout out to the 20 people who actually consult in any city, but the rest of them are lying.
And I'm sorry to y'all. Sorry to those consultants, but they stealing. They lying on y'all. They saying they do their job. Yeah. It's one of those jobs you don't have to really prove anything. It's the kind of job where you don't really have a job. They're like, no, I just moved from firm to firm.
There's nobody who can verify their
That's
identity.
How I found it's out like... about the consulting is Hitch. Hitch, I was like, this nigga don't do nothing. This nigga don't do nothing but just team
vibes.
Up other people. Vibes. Talk to people. That's it.
He's a glorified wingman. And he got
and that's why he said that's why I get to charge so much. Because
nobody knows what I do.
Don't nobody know.
And I love it. And I love that for him. So the beginning. In August of 2015, Gene Hansen flew with a man named Richard Scott Smith to get married in Las Vegas. They had met through singles group
and
immediately hit it off. This is the same man. So then next to him is Gene.
Okay.
So Jean is giving me 2000s eyebrows, but that's okay. She did them up a little bit. And she looks very smitten. And, you know, they taking a selfie. He's holding the camera. So he's definitely giving, like, vibes of, like, a man who's committing. Because, you know, non-committal men, they run away from cameras. They act like they and get out. And they see a flash. Then
He took this a full ussy they took right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they look like they're in a diner. It's giving diner. I see some things behind a fridge. The fridge is visible. So, you know, not too... The restaurant's not too nice. But, you know, it's cute. I'm not mad at it. So they met through a singles group. And wow. So this man was going and shooting fish in a barrel. A singles group?
What is that?
So a singles group is where when you're single, like people do them on Facebook, they'll do them, you know, online or Craigslist, wherever. And they'll be like, hey, come to our singles group. We're all single. You can come here and you can definitely meet single people. Whereas like, you know, you go to a bar or whatever, you just like rolling the dice.
Curated singles group.
Also, it means that probably people are intentional about getting in a relationship because...
Yeah, you can find eager, vulnerable, lonely victims. Oh, man. You hate to see it. That's
Sylvia,
what he's going
God
for.
Damn.
That's what he go up. I see the game Sylvia. Suddenly. Well, no, that's what he's obviously... Those are the ones he's looking for. He's like... You got to be real deep in your singleness to go to a singles group.
You being a real unfiltered journalist right now. Wow.
I am. I was single for, I've been single for, what, 6 years? You ain't seen me in no singles group?
I have
done the apps.
I've been thinking about a singles group, but now I'm like, well, never mind then, because... Yeah, like the prison is going to be there.
It depends. Is it a black singles group? I would trust that more.
That don't make no difference.
No, but I mean, at least, like, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about singles group.
Or just show up. What you should do is just, like, show up. Act like you, like, if they meet up at a bar or whatever, you can't necessarily say you found this. Like, just don't look too desperate. Just be like, hey, I'm here for the singles group. Like, come in and be like, oh, what's going on here?
Okay.
Right. Act like you're not there for the singles group.
Right. Like you're not there. Oh my God. You just went there to pick up.
Don't take a name tag.
Right.
Don't sit down.
Group? Right. Just go to the front and say pick up for Larice.
Not my DoorDash scam.
DoorDash. You start looking around
and see what you can see. That's a good flex. That's how you make yourself like have some status at the singles group. You'd be like,
you
oh,
go
y'all
to
here
singles
for a
group
single
and find
group?
Your love. That's true.
Wow. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I mean, like, I like, yeah, I've heard of like speed dating and like mixers and stuff like that. I guess it was just like the formalized term of singles group.
Yeah.
And then what that couple looked like.
Yeah.
The neighbor, like a neighbor's and Get Out. It was giving and Get Out.
Yeah, that's true.
Their picture.
And she did need to. She needed
to. And it was
so,
I was a little like afraid of just regular people going to those type of meetings. If that's what's there, if that's the material.
Right. I don't know if Match.com, maybe because we're still in the pandemonium, they probably don't do this, but they Match.com used to do like single group nighting, like nights out. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was bartending in New York City and, one time, Match.com canceled the singles group thing. And they canceled it through us because they were hosting it here. And I'm like, damn, I just know people going to... It's going to be some lonely bitches showing up tonight. And I'm going to feel so bad. Girl, I was making mint juleps and Ciroc's and all types of stuff for free.
Cosmopolitan.
For my poor queens.
Sex on the beach.
Here you go, sis. Sip up. I'm so sorry. It's on the house. I'm so sorry.
That's on the house.
There's nothing worse than going to a singles group meeting and it's canceled. Damn, that feel like a sign from God.
That hurts. Yeah, so
they were down bad. That would hurt me that night.
So, that would hurt. Yeah.
Soon into their courtship, Richard told her he was looking for someone to help with his business, Prestige Corporate Living. I don't even know what that means.
The fuck is that?
The company leased apartments and subleased them to renters around the area. Jean agreed to join the business. Now, y'all done just got together. And if you are a man, and I have to say this because I feel like, especially in the Black community, we as Black women are trained and told by so many people, like, you know, you build with your spouse, you build with your partner, and y'all
build.
Go, y'all grinding together, team no sleep and love.
Shit,
and
please.
Listen, if you are a cisgendered man, don't call me until the house is built, and it better have furniture, and it better be painted, okay? And it needs to also be paid for. Okay? I don't want no mortgage either.
She said she was like a turnkey nigga. Thank you.
A turnkey nigga.
Ain't nobody looking to refurbish or rebuild or, you know,
we
have
ain't taking down no walls.
I'm not looking for a project.
I'm not remodeling the kitchen.
What you said is we call them Bobisha the Builder. That's what we call them on our podcast.
Bobisha the Builder.
We ain't building no man.
I'm not building a damn thing.
No, you got to come with it. I'm coming with it. I'm in therapy. Like, get your stuff together. I build my own furniture, child.
Hello.
So, you know, when a man asks you to invest in his business, because normally, like, that's a prideful thing for cisgendered men. Like, why is he asking for your coins already? Like,
especially so early. Like, how far into it was it that he asking her to invest in his business?
So he promised that she would be paid back once he received the $1.2 million he was due for the sale of another business. So here's another scam. He talking about he got money in transit. He said the money on the way, the money around the corner. It's 15 minutes. GPS say the money gonna be here in 8 to 9 business years. Like, what?
Did my girl see how this nigga was living in the first place? No.
Was he giving millions? Because he was not giving millions in his appearance.
I'm about to say, because if somebody got million-dollar deals coming in their way all net and willy-nilly, they should be living, their quality of life should reflect that.
He wasn't giving thousands. He wasn't giving hundreds.
Right. And judging by that photo that we just saw, that's a diner. So, no, that is giving absolutely hundreds. I'm not even going to give him thousands. Just hundreds of dollars. So, yes, go ahead.
It's giving, like, do we even get a napkin with our silverware? It's giving. They just put a fork on the table.
Can I get hot water for the silverware? That's what it's giving.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Jean soon came to realize that this wasn't true and was only one of Richard's many lies. But by the time she left Richard, she was so far in debt that she had to borrow money to file for bankruptcy after going $700,000 into debt. It wasn't
$700,000 American dollars?
USD.
Into debt for that hairline?
For that
man?
He gotta have some. Maybe he know how to do some things in the boudoir.
No, can't be. Ain't no.
Maybe he booming in the boudoir.
Ain't
my girl Anna from Bling Empire say? Ain't no dick in the world worth that. Mm-mm. Okay? $700,000?
There's not a
dick.
He
might be getting there and be full Magic Michael.
No. Nope.
So it wasn't until after the wedding that Gene learned that he was still married to a woman in Georgia. So,
wait.
He got some exes down in Georgia. Like, wow.
Not to the peaches. Not only did he take her $700,000 in debt, he was also married this whole time.
Yes. Fully married. That woman,
and she found, okay. Mm-hmm.
That woman that he was married to was Lisa Linton. And she married Richard in April of 2012. Let's look at old Lisa. Okay, Lisa's giving the same brow.
I'm about to say, they look like they all get their brows done at the same place.
Right.
Scotty said these are not the same white woman from before.
They're not the same white woman.
It's the same. It's a different white woman. They just also got them 90s.
The 90s brows where it's like 11 hairs in a straight line.
It's giving pencil.
It's 11 single hairs.
It's giving a pencil fill in.
But you know what, Lisa? We're not going to drag you because you are the victim here.
You're a victim here too.
Okay, Lisa.
We're going to drag your browist, whoever they
are. Yeah, that's who's in the wrong. We will fight whoever does your brows.
You know, they still tweeze. It's given that they tweeze still. They probably don't even have somebody. Nobody's really doing that. These women are just tweezing too much.
Yeah, she ain't seen no thread. Or she getting her brows done at the nail salon. Because you know they'll be like, come on to the back and we'll wax everything. I'm like, if you get your coochie waxed the same place you get a pedicure, you down bad. Don't do that.
That's you just exactly hurt somebody's feelings. Because I see them do it. That. I see it happen. I be in a nail salon.
She probably go to Sally's. She go to Sally's to get that done.
You can go to Costco and buy milk and a casket, but you cannot go to the nail salon and get everything done. Mm-hmm. Okay? If they say doing everything.
Or Supercuts. No. Supercuts does eyebrows.
No. It's giving Supercuts. Giving Supercuts.
Mm-hmm. Supercuts can't even do the cuts, Super. You definitely don't want to let them near your face.
Well, no. Them white people love. Much respect to y'all white people. Yay, on this show. But y'all niggas love Supercuts. So y'all this is definitely a Supercut family.
Maybe they know how to cut white people's hair, okay? But I'm not walking into a Supercuts with these naps. It's just not going to happen.
It's not happening. But she got him in the chokehold like he hers for real. But yeah, he's been on the internet. He's been on the internet with other women.
And you can tell he got a skill set here because you can see both of her hands. So he taking the photo. So he was like, baby, come over here. Let's take a photo. You know I love you. Now give me some money. I'm going to put this on Facebook. Let the girls know you took.
I'm about to say, does he not have, he must not be posting these on his, or he got multiple Instagrams and Facebooks. They must
it's
not
giving
be doing
she
their
posted it on Facebook and she changed her status to in a relationship and in love and dick down.
And married, because she's apparently his wife.
Oh, yeah, and also married and matrimony, okay? And she had to let the other single girls know, like, you could never have a man.
But they could, but the gag was.
So, their marriage has never been legally dissolved or annulled. After learning that her husband was still married, Jean granted an annulment in 2019 in the Johnson County District Court. So, she was granted an annulment because they were like, well, we can't do the polygamy joke, you know, so can't do the bigamies. So, on the other hand, Lisa, who was the real wife, right, after only a few months of marriage, she discovered that he was married to yet another woman, but as of 2017, hadn't been able to get an annulment or a divorce. So the women,
third woman?
Yes, a third woman. We're on woman number Trace. Okay.
Do the courts not check for marriage certificates when you file for one?
If it's in a different state, you know, it's kind of messy.
They can't.
I didn't even, wasn't that like a federal office that they run these files through?
The government
is tired.
They're
not paying them enough. So I don't know how this works.
You just gone on down to the courthouse, and it's in the same line where you pay your traffic tickets and go to traffic
please,
court.
Lacey,
it is, because I had to go to traffic court. And I wore a suit. I thought I was about to be Annalise Keaton.
I'm dying. If it's like, the same people, if this them same people, they ain't never going, Scotty going to have to get married in a different state than New Jersey. That DMV and her got beef. You hear me? I got beef with New Jersey's DMV as well. But, so you marriage is hard enough. You trying to tell me that you also got to make sure that your man ain't marrying women in other states?
Yes. And like, that's something I never thought to ask a man. Because I will ask a straight man. I'll be like, is there anyone in this world who thinks that you're in a relationship with them? Like, I'll ask him that. But I didn't know I needed to ask, is there anyone in the continental U.S.
that you're married to? No, make it international.
Including the territories.
I know what my uncles do across, you know, across the Atlantic, but
I didn't know that within America.
I didn't know that in these United States that don't seem to be too united, ain't nobody. That's wild.
Nah,
all right, continue, child.
That's right.
I'm trying to wait for the part, Lacey, where he get his ass beat, but I'm assuming.
So Lisa says she was lucky because she left Richard and froze her accounts before he gained access to any of her finances. I know that's right.
Joint what? Joint nothing.
Right. Joint. Joint who? Joint where? Mm-mm. My mom always said, my money is my money. Your money is our money.
That's right. She's right about it.
So it was her difficulty with both a marriage with Richard and her inability to get it voided that prompted Lisa to start a blog about him. Oh no.
That's right.
A woman scorn. She done got on the internet.
Now she got the bars.
And why she got a picture of him with a huge sign that says crook underneath it in red letters.
They put this man. Let me see.
Children are not thinking about him. Please message me for more info. It's the black and white jail suit costume that she got him in.
She got him in the old timey. She ain't got no damn Photoshop. She done did this on Microsoft Paint.
She did the best she could with what she had. I am no web engineer. You hear me?
Right, but you get the point, though. You get the gist. She went to GoDaddy.com and said, let me ruin him.
Let me read this author part, Judy.
She has his other aliases up in here, child. She didn't even crop her battery in time out the photo, the screenshot.
No.
Go up, Judith. Go up, Marina. So I need to see this author thing. So she got a picture of his mugshot right next to author. So obviously she using a template because
it's giving blog space. This is blogspot.com.
It says about me. It's giving Xanga. It's giving.
Yes.
And it says, I am just another woman who was victimized by Richard Scott Smith, a.k.a. Scott Smith, a.k.a. Richard Smith. All the AKs. All right. Bars. And then if we scroll over, it says, I mean, how terrifying is this mugshot?
But what's killing me is
that mugshot is terrifying.
It is actually, you married him.
What the fuck
sis.
Is around his neck?
Says, why does Richard Scott Smith pleads guilty. What did he plead guilty to? Scroll down. Richard Spot Smith pleads guilty to identity theft in Johnson County, Kansas, and admits to violating probation regarding his domestic assault case in Polk County, Iowa. So he over here doing domestic abuse too? Oh, Richard, you got a lot of nerve.
In probation. So this man, so you mean to tell me that Meek Mill can't pop a wheelie, right? But this man. This man been violating probation across the Midwest, and they let him run free.
And they let him run free.
Ain't nobody come and get him.
And between him and Meek Mill, this nigga looks terrorizing.
Right.
So scared of this man.
If anyone belongs behind bars, like the most like terrorizing thing that Meek Mill has ever done was eat French fries in a pool with pool water on it.
Oh my gosh, please, please, please.
This man, Richard, is a menace. So, it was only through discovering that blog that Gene found out that Richard was married to Lisa. It was also through that blog that Gene and Lisa discovered Richard's other wives, girlfriends, and that Gene may have been Richard's 8th or 9th wife.
Hey, question, guys. How are y'all finding this blogspot.com?
Google.
Oh, I guess y'all looked up his name.
They just Googled his full name. I think everybody should Google his full name of somebody they dated.
But I feel like this is on the 5th page of Google. Like, this is on the 7th. This ain't on the 1st page.
Yeah, Richard Scott Smith is a very basic name.
So you had to go through the LinkedIns, the Facebooks, the everything to get to this blog spot.
Can you imagine meeting a man and Googling him and finding this fucking page? I would be dead. You hear me?
So in addition to finding Lisa, Gene also found out that Richard had been seeing other women. He became engaged a month before they were even married. Like Gene, the woman was also involved in Richard's business, which we know is not a real business, and continued to be involved with him even after his marriage to Gene, unaware that he was married. In September 2015, while the woman was on a business trip to Des Moines, Iowa, Richard physically assaulted her. Damn. The woman called it a terrifying incident, which she thought that she might be killed. That's so fucked up. And we'll put a content warning on this. Richard was arrested for domestic abuse and then put on probation, but that didn't prevent him from continuing to con women. And we see that he was arrested. We saw his mugshot. While little is known of Richard Scott Smith's family history, his aunt told documentarians that he was raised by his grandparents until the age of 9. At 9, his verbally abusive alcoholic mother took him back and vanished without a trace. His mother passed away when he was 32, leaving him to care for his 12-year-old sister, Tony. Tony said, "Scott was jumping from woman to woman and telling them that I was his daughter. He used me as a tool to play at their heartstrings." Single dad. And you know, single dads get all the love.
Women do be like, "Ooh," but I thought it was like when they have a baby. "Oh, it's such a cute baby in a stroller." I didn't know you could be walking around with a full 12-year-old. He probably was like, "My wife died. I'm taking care of her."
Okay, yeah. If you add that extra razzle dazzle, maybe.
Because there's no woman mm-hmm. there. So
he putting some razzle-dazzle on it.
He going for the sympathy widow card or something.
He putting Larry's on it.
The way if I was a little sister, I would have been sliding a little napkin note across the table.
Now, look, if I was a little sister, I would have been going with it. I would have been like, "I love you, daddy, brother." I mean, daddy. I'm trying to get the bag. If she got the bag, I know my daddy don't. We know Richard broke. So I'm going to be over there like, "Daddy, can I have $20 for some ice cream?" Like,
mm-hmm. Can I have $50 for my silent? I mean, for some ice cream.
My silence.
For my silence. Cold word for silence is ice cream. We should be on the court here. I'll be right. My allowance would be hefty.
Okay.
A hefty allowance.
So he would present himself as exactly the sort of man that the woman was looking for, regardless of how far it was from the truth. To one woman named Tracy, he was a real estate agent who owned a company and was deeply religious. I'm going to sidebar here real quick. Everyone out there, no matter your gender, he, she, they, them, non-binary icons, never under any circumstances tell someone that you're dating in the beginning what you are looking for in a partner. Never do it. Don't do it.
Huh.
Because a lot of people will be what you ask for just long enough to get what they want. Don't do it. Just observe, ask them questions, see who they are. But in terms of scamming, if you tell people what you want and they want something from you, they'll be it just long enough to get whatever it is.
That's a great piece of advice.
You know, that's interesting. I think the only caveat I would add is the reverse, which is don't be quick about it. Because I always feel like people will show who they are eventually if you give them enough time. That's why scammers got to work quick. You got to be smooth, slow. Like, if you come in with your intentions, move slow. Don't marry that man in 90 days. Don't be giving him no money in 60 days. You be watch him for like a year.
Ain't no such thing as whirlwind romance. That's a tornado, sis. That's a tornado. That's not a whirlwind.
Watch what he has.
You need to get into the basement and duck and cup.
Consistency. Listen, all of that. Do the drive. All of that. All the stuff. Google.
Definitely Google.
That's check the marriage license sites in other states.
If he got Instagram, she got Instagram, they got Instagram, check them tag photos. See what's going on in them tags. Okay, because that's where the mess be.
Or if they have no tagged photos, that's also a sign.
They turn the tags off.
You can take that off. Turn them tags off. Why the tags is off now?
Why the tags is off? So for another woman, Sabrina, he made her feel like she was his world, even getting her name tattooed on his back.
Sabrina, why you got the same eyebrows? Why is he targeting women with these eyebrows?
Y'all drawing your eyebrows.
Thin eyebrows equal thin self-esteem. Why? It's like,
No. My eyebrows are a little thin. I draw them on one brow at a time, like everybody else.
Fill them in. A little Anastasia dip brow.
Filling your brows.
I'm filling them in. The scammers are looking for
thin eyebrows. I'm scared. So he got the name tattooed on his back. So my question is, all these other women who are married to him, when they see Sabrina, not the teenage witch, on his back, like, what is he telling them? Like, oh, that's my mama, my grandma, my
wife who died, all the stories.
I would like
to see her. That's what you should say when they tell you that. Ask who the woman is and then ask to meet that woman. Because I promise you.
Right. For both women and many others, he started saying "I love you" shortly into the relationship. Soon after that, he'd move in and buying expensive gifts with bad checks and making grand promises in those early days. Move in? He a homosexual. Why he moving in with you? Why you not moving in with him? Why you not getting a place together? Homosexual.
That's what I'm saying. Too quick. He's moving quick because you got to move quick.
Yeah, but then I don't know, because sometimes, especially at that age, I don't know what age that is, but that to me is
older. They're older. And they do move faster when you're older.
And they do move faster, but so they move faster.
And then once you feel like you know, people do that. And so I can't really be that's mad at true. Them for doing that, because they
of a certain
they think
age,
that they've met
it's
that
like
person.
We don't got time to waste.
We
here's
don't have
the
time.
Thing.
I've been through the niggas. I've seen the niggas. I've dated the niggas. I've married some niggas. Like now, here we are.
I feel like just do your due diligence, though, is all I'm saying.
But they don't do your, that's what I'm saying. Right,
do
but
your due diligence.
They're at the age, I don't know what age that is, but that's older. Where they're not on internet looking for whatever. And even, you know, we talk about back in the day where your grandfather had about 6-7 different kids on 7 the different blocks. So I'm saying, yes, I know, like, you know, they should be, but shit, they like 60 years old. They can't be over here looking at shit and trying to make sure that their man isn't on Facebook with other women, Sabrina's and all this stuff like that. Poor them. I feel bad. This
right.
is really,
I mean,
it,
that's why I'm
sad. The empath in me is getting really sad.
I know.
Sad.
I get it. But tap a child, a niece, a nephew, somebody. Be like, hey, just look this person up. That's like for the older people listening.
Yeah.
If you're worried, tap the millennial or Gen Zer in your life.
And have them do a recon
for you. They could get it done before Thanksgiving dinner is over.
That's
at
right,
Christmas.
Sure.
You got any Gen Z in your life? You got any TikTokers in your life?
Right. They can do more than teach you how to TikTok.
Honestly,
will save you from this.
If you just made a TikTok and were like, hey, Gen Z, I need to figure out if I'm down bad. Can y'all look up this man? You have about 13 comments in 7 minutes with all his information, social, everything.
That's
they tell
I'm
you
saying.
Every
that's,
city he lived in.
Faster than, the FBI, okay?
Okay, FBI and the IB on TikTok like,
That's why it reminds me of Dear John. Y'all watch them Dear John shows? That series, Dear John, where it's like two different seasons, but it's about con women. It's like exactly this situation. But it's like, but the kids are always the ones who try to tell their mama. But then the mama think that they hating. And they're just upset or jealous.
This is your new daddy now.
Listen.
Uncle Rich.
And they're like, you know, they think they blame it on some parental daddy issues. And they're like, no, he's crazy. I'm trying
mama
to tell you.
Mama need love too. Eventually, he would convince his new victim to grant him some form of access to their finances. And obviously, he's giving them gifts. So that's, it's kind of like the small investment to get the larger investment, where you look like you're rich, you're giving nice gifts, and then you're asking for money. And people are like, well, you got money. You've shown me you have money. So if you need some money, that don't work. If they got money, they got money. If they need your money, they don't got money. So he used to lie. He used to lie, and he would repeat it often that he promised to pay them back once he received the multi-million dollar payout from his medical malpractice suit. Oh, this is a different one. He ain't even talking about the business no more. He said he got a... Look, I had a knee surgery, but then I came out of the operation room and I had one titty. They gave me one implant. Mm-hmm. So they left a towel in my booty. Mm-hmm. So they got to give me my money. Like, he lying. So once he completely fleeces women of their life savings, he vanished for days, never to be heard from again. Over the course of 20 years, Richard has used 10 different social security numbers, 43 phone numbers, and 58 registered addresses, mostly operating across the Midwest, which, you know, like the Midwest... They're not fast like that. They're not on the internets like that. Since his first wife in the late 90s, he has reportedly swindled at least a dozen women over $1 million. It wasn't until Lisa Linton began her blog that his victims finally had the ground to fight back. Has this man victimized you? As they became aware of each other, Lisa and several of Richard's other victims tried to warn new victims, but for many, it was already too late. He had already got them, for their coins. In August 2016, Concerned, which was her alias, wrote, Sabrina from Kansas City, if you're able to get this message, know that the car you just leased under your name for blank, or whatever he's calling himself these days, is the first step in putting you in financial hardship. Be careful with Richard, we know who you're talking about, opening new accounts under your name with him telling you that he will pay off the balance. By the time Sabrina got wise to Richard, he had already conned her out of $95,000 and skipped town. 95 G's. Like, his job is being a gigolo.
Damn.
But you don't know you're getting gigoloed. You thought you were getting married and you was getting gigoloed.
Also, like, they got so much money to be scammed out of in the first place. Child, this pay gap is real. But also, like, I'm like, give it to the people who know what to do with it if y'all just gonna let these
people are being scammed 40 cents on the dollar.
I tell you, but also, like, where? I just can't, I mean, it is sad because it speaks to, like, people's deep, deep desire to be loved and not be alone, that they're just willing. They just go dumb. Like, can you imagine? I can't imagine a man asking me to open a bank account with him. Not my husband, even.
If a
In his name. Like, not that he wants to join something or do a joint, but, like, in his, my name.
My
his
name.
Money. Or, like, what just lease his car. And not, like, I just, what?
Like, there's no way to make my coochie dry up faster. I'm talking arid. I'm talking tumbleweeds. I'm talking Candace Owens edges dry than asking me for money.
Right. That's true.
Don't ask me for money.
I'm just not in the business of giving money to anybody.
I'm after that. And you know, listen, I will even say, like, because I understand that that's a personality thing. We're built a little differently than a lot of women, right? So I'll even give you borrowing money, maybe. I itch.
If we've been together for a long time, if we're married for a long time and you come across financial strife, then obviously, like, I'm going to hold you down. I think that's a different situation.
Most
definitely. A month in...
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not that. This is because he got to be moving at a fast rate to be hooking all these women back to back. Like, within 3 months, I don't even know if I want you to, like, I don't know. Like, you know, like, it's like, how are you already giving them all your financial information within 90 days?
And also, how did these women all not know that he was cheating? Like, I get to a certain extent not knowing if someone's cheating, but if someone is cultivating relationships, which I'm sure he's a love bomber, he's giving a lot of gifts, he's spending a lot of time with them up front, where is he saying that he's at when he done moved into your house, but he already pursuing his next grift? Like, where he say he's going?
Yeah, where is he? Where do you think he is? What
he
do you
on
think
a business trip for business? Like, where is he
like it seems like he's ghosting half of these women, but then it's like, why are you not filing for? I don't know. I don't understand. I guess it's just like they're like by the time they realize what's happened, I would have. What you didn't realize that the first $10,000 or the $20,000, he got all the way to $95,000.
And where is the $1 million? Did he show you paperwork for the lawsuit? Did you meet his lawyer? Okay, does he have an obligado? What happened? Did he at least have a neck brace? Okay,
it don't have to be like this.
Every time you file for medical malpractice, no matter what they did wrong, you got to get a neck brace. It really sells it.
Now you're teaching them how to do it more.
Right. Do not.
I don't care if they messed up on your toe. But
my neck brace. My problem is with this is, okay, yes, he's terrible. He's a fucking terrible person. When does he have the time to spend the money that he stole from the women if he's putting it into another woman?
He might be, well, he probably not putting it all into another woman. And hopefully he was still taking care of his sister daughter. And, you know,
his sister daughter. It just don't sound like he's a good saver. Like, I feel like, or is he like, I feel like there's a part of him, there's an addiction here that he has to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Because you gotta be borderline personality.
You gotta want it. Like, cause you could have, after the first 95K woman, why you had to keep going? Like,
and
you
I want to clarify, saying like a sick way that it's giving borderline personality is not an insult to people with BPD, or BPD, but if you're getting it treated. But if you're not, then, you know, this can be something that you'd be interested in. So I don't want to blame, I don't never want to blame mental health on people's wrongdoings, because I have mental things. A lot of people do. And it doesn't make you a bad person. This thing is just terrible. So retrospectively, Sabrina said in a documentary, the best way to get over a guy is revenge. And I'm sorry, it is. Rick, you lying sack of shit. You fucked me. And I am fucked. Buddy, I'm coming after you. Not buddy. You know you done made a white woman mad when she starts saying stuff like buddy.
Pal.
Pal.
All of them.
I'm just trying to figure out how he.
It's a bunch of malarkey. When they say malarkey, you better be scared.
Right, because you know there's a few, at least a few Karens in this number. And these Karens will call the cops on somebody for just jaywalking across the street. But ain't none of them called the cops on this man yet?
No,
ain't none of them
black.
Like called the enforcements on this man?
He's not black.
How has he gotten away? Like, ain't nobody called the police about this?
He ain't
black.
If
I was a white woman, I'd be calling the police. You're right. I know. It's
child,
in my brain.
I say every
someone
time you
someone please
like
call 911.
But, yeah.
Tell them I have been robbed down from the money in my account and he's stealing from my kids. Like, what are you doing?
What's the revenge that you're going to get, sweetheart?
Yeah, what you doing?
She's doing a documentary.
Oh, the documentary is her revenge.
Girl, that's not going to get you that money back. How you going to get that fucking money back?
Child,
you get the money back.
You can't get blood from a star. He ain't getting no money back. Okay?
Girl,
no
if
refunds.
Little America was so watching these no documentaries, revenge. We wouldn't be in the situation we're in now politically. Why do you think they're going to watch a documentary on Showtime about this?
I mean, because this is mess. This isn't about politics. It's not about poverty. It's not about socioeconomical issues.
But
it's
you
about mess.
Be, but
this
you
is
would
Maury.
Have to be watching. You would have to be watching. You'd have to seek out a documentary in the first place.
This is real life Maury. So Carla Campbell, the bounty hunter. All right, we're getting close to the end here. So in 2017, filmmakers Rachel Grady and Heidi Ewing began searching for a story to go after and happened upon Lisa's blog, thus beginning the production of Love Fraud. So this is a television show. Rachel, if y'all want to watch Love Fraud, get into it. Yeah. Rachel and Heidi reached out to some of the women on the blog who expressed frustration at both knowing where Richard was and receiving mostly apathy from police. So they did try to call the police, though there was a current warrant out. So they was like, hello, 911. It was like, 911, what's your emergency? I'm being robbed by a man. Okay, what is his description? Like, they were like, we don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
So Sabrina said in an interview, unless he kills someone, the police don't give a shit. Several women also remembered being told verbatim by police, you should have known better, honey, and I hope you learned your lesson, sweetie. Now, you should have known the police are not very woman-friendly in the overall general perspective, okay? That's just not their bag. They don't like women nor minorities. So,
that's gonna happen.
Because, like, I mean, Google domestic assault and police and look at that percentage. Because it's bad. It's up there.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like, who gonna call the police on the police? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because they were finding so few leads and receiving so little support from the police, the Love Fraud filmmakers hired a bounty hunter named Carla Campbell. Now, you know Carla Campbell got to be a Karen. But I like that Carla Campbell used her Karenness for good. She said, I'm going to Karen for good. And is she shooting a flamethrower here? What's happening? There's an American flag behind her.
Is there a fire in the background?
Oh, she wearing Thin Blue Line stuff. Okay, we know she racist.
You know she went to the Capitol. You know she went to the Capitol in January.
Carla was definitely at the Capitol.
I would like to know where all of these people were in January 2021. I would like to know where everybody involved was.
But can I just say, if I was a racist and I saw this photo, it would be fire. Like, this would get likes on the gram. She got an American flag behind her. She got a gun. She got on all the body armor. And it's a fire behind her. That's lit. This is a lit photo.
That is a great,
listen, it's an advertisement. It's an She know her audience.
She know her audience. And she understood the assignment. Because, I mean, I'm scared. So after hearing about Richard's crimes,
I feel like I'm about to go to jail the longer I look at this photo. Any minute. I feel like my life is in danger.
I'm afraid. Let's get it off the screen because honestly, triggering.
I can't even function.
I'm really afraid. Right?
And as always, guys, we'll post these photos on Scam Goddess Pod Instagram so y'all can also be afraid, but also intrigued.
Be afraid.
After hearing about Richard's crimes, Carla agreed to take on the women's case pro bono. She said she's going to do it for free. Oh, that means she's just petty. She was like, no, I'm going to do this on the strength of pettiness.
She newly divorced.
Right.
She's trying to get that. Go ahead.
Listen, Carla might be a racist, but she didn't listen to some Mary J. Blige. She said, I ain't going to cry no more. I ain't going to shed no tears. I'm going to light your shit on fire. Love this for her. So she said this, the bounty hunter. These girls, they struck a chord with me. It's just like, they need my help because they've got nobody else. Carla also said, if Richard Scott Smith came in here and robbed me like these other women, I'd be in prison. I'd slit his throat and watch him bleed to death and admit to doing it because I am not going to let him do that to somebody else. Not you gonna kill him and watch him die? Damn. It took many months of effort on the Revenge Squad. They got a name now. The Revenge Squad.
The Revenge Squad.
But
not the Revenge Squad.
In 2018, Richard was tracked down to Knoxville, Tennessee and arrested for identity theft and forgery. He was sentenced to 10 months in jail and released on probation April 2019, according to Love Fraud.
10 months?
10 months. That's all he got.
10 months?
And he probably writing letters to some bitch in jail.
Got some prison pen pals. And you know that's the next... 10 months? I don't think it's that cop got with a dime bag who in jail longer than 10 longer months.
Who's still in jail for years. That's
according
insane.
According to the Love Fraud filmmakers, as of today, Richard Scott Smith is a free man and apparently still trying to date and defraud women. I feel like he should be barred from marriage. I feel like he should not be allowed to get a marriage license.
I'm about to say, is there not a limit? Like, you know how you can't get a driver's license if you got... How is driving... Like, how you is more strict than marrying? Like, I just feel like...
If you get a certain amount of DUIs, you can't have a license. I feel like if you have a certain amount of fraud marriages, the courthouse should just be no.
After the first time you got caught being married in two states, you shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have sent out an email.
You should also be on a list. Like, you know how they have a sex offender list?
Yeah, like a sex, like a
no-fly list.
Right.
Yeah.
No marriage list, no-fly, sex offender list.
Wherever he goes, they send it to all the women.
Just wherever he moves to, he got to go up and down the block and tell everybody he can't marry.
Or at least like when you try to file a marriage license, a warning pop up to the woman behind the computer like, hey, let's just know this nigga done did this twice before.
She down bad and she needs to run. Okay? Yeah. So according to the Love Fraud filmmakers, you know, he out here. He was last seen in Kansas in August 2020. Since finding Richard, Carla has been diagnosed with lung cancer and has to retire from bounty hunting. Though she's still very invested in finding Richard and bringing new charges against him. I think that's going to keep her alive. She set up a GoFundMe to pay for chemo. Of his known wives, I gotta go DMX on this. There was Ellen, Tracy, Sabrina, Carla, Jean, Lisa, Angela, Jennifer, Holly, Michelle, Rebecca. I met her at our ice cream parlor. Crystal and Sandy, all still looking for justice.
Damn.
Oh,
wait, that's it?
Not you said their names. She said, I will say your names, ladies.
I hope y'all get some justices, but I don't think you will. You're going to have to just go to therapy and move on because Richard ain't got nothing to give you but penis and problems. And dead.
Ain't nothing else you can do, sweetheart. Damn.
That's how it ends?
Damn,
at least Lacey could have got them an address and they could have rolled up together. Like, I would have put and beat his ass. If I know some of them got brothers. Some of these 12 women gotta have men in their family who can
pay that ass. Especially like them dudes that got the sunglasses.
Right.
You know,
right.
The gas station sunglasses.
Yep.
If they got gas station sunglasses, they about that violence life.
Pull them in the back of that pickup truck that I know they got.
They love to throw hands.
The American flag on it and the Confederate flag
they
on it.
They love to toss hands. Okay? They love to toss hands.
They need to pull up on him like they pulled up to the Capitol. Look at the
hello,
ladies. Y'all's only justice is gonna be Richard. Come outside. Ain't nobody finna jump you like that.
Sometimes you gotta get your own justice. They don't know that because they're not black.
They don't know because they're not black.
Sometimes you gotta go get your own justice because
this country is set up
for white men to be able to scam us all. That's the way the system has been set up.
R.I.P.
And it sucks that the Karens had to find out this way, but sweetheart.
I feel bad for them.
Hate it had to be y'all.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the saddest part of the show, the end, where I have to let Sylvia and Scotty go.
Robbery and fraud.
And we are back, and it's time for Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight an honorary charlatan, grifter, boondoggle, worthy of our praise. Or maybe not, we'll see. So Scammer of the Week, a family in Los Angeles was shocked to learn that their home was listed on Airbnb after strangers arrived at their doorstep saying that they had rented it. The owner, Jeff Branch, never listed the property. Still, there was a listing with photos of their house address, calling the home a modern masterpiece and listing it at $450 a night for the whole villa. Branch immediately messaged and called Airbnb. He was told his case would be escalated to a specialized team. According to Branch, someone said they'll be in touch with you tonight, and then nothing. Y'all know I don't like Airbnb. Fuck Airbnb all day. I love to drag them. They ain't shit. They also racist. And so just know Airbnb can't help you. The listing stayed up for weeks, and several weekends later another stranger showed up to the home saying she had rented the house. Airbnb listed that the host identity was verified, but they allegedly don't actually do anything to verify the address to make sure the person listing the property actually owns it. It wasn't until CBS LA reached out to Airbnb that the listings were taken down. And this is how Airbnb works. They're like, if you're not gonna get on Twitter, if you don't got no followers, if you're not gonna give us no smoke, we will just let it rock. We'll let the racism rock. We'll let the bullshit rock. I hate Airbnb. Fuck Airbnb. It's a scam. But if you're gonna rent from Airbnb's bamboozle, if you're gonna rent,
that's the second B stand for bamboozle.
Then at least when you see a property, one, check how many reviews they have. Two, Google the property, or if you can get on Google Images, try to see what you can see. Also, if the property is new and it looks too good to be true, it's not. It's not true, because a lot of people will put up a picture of somebody else's crib and be like, rent this out. And then you give them the money and then they disappear.
Wow. Or now, I saw a whole video yesterday showing people how to find secret hidden cameras in people's Airbnbs. Like how people hide them in the smoke detectors or in the alarm clocks and film you in the bedrooms and bathrooms. Yep. Night vision style, too. And I said, what the fuck? I had never even thought about that.
They be filming you.
That's also, they be having roaches. Please, just go to a hotel.
Hotel me down, please.
Because also, are they cleaning them sheets? Like, are they washing their towels?
They not. Please.
I would like to have the maid services number. You know, like sometimes you gotta see them coming. I wanna see them leaving the house and not get there.
Get your Lysol, but that's whole thing need to smell like bleach.
I need to almost get bleach poisoning when I go in.
Shit.
But guys, that brings us to the end of an epic episode. Scotty, Sylvia, y'all are amazing. Please tell us where you would like to be found, what you would like people to watch, all that.
I mean, I don't know how many scammers are in the audience. All do, you know, respectfully.
Respectfully,
you can find me at Sylvia Obel on Instagram and Twitter. Please don't try to take my Instagram or Twitter. I have friends at both companies who can get it back for me.
Please.
So don't, you, we both do. So don't, it's not us. We not the people you want. Don't be scared.
Judith, our super producer, got everybody scared. Talk about it. They gonna get robbed.
She said, careful what you share. I said, what now, Judith? Earlier, I said, huh?
Yeah, Judith, we putting you on blast.
Listen, but yes, watch get you with me on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main plug. It's still watching Netflix, page. It's called Get You With Me. It's right there, you know, run it up. Links in the bios.
And obviously, yeah. You've heard these women are very entertaining. So watch them. Get Please these men do. Together. And Scotty, Please. Where would you like to be found?
You know, don't find me. You know, I'm here with y'all. And that's the importance of staying Just in find the present. Me here. Right. Staying in the present. Let's be present. You know, I loved it here. My name is Scotty Beam. I am not going to tell you where you can find that.
They're going to find it.
But, yes, and power to the people who are stealing from the man. And y'all can follow me. Follow me if you're stealing from the man.
I got my fist up. Y'all can't see
it. Right.
Amen.
Okay, steal from them corporations, sweetheart.
Scotty be my whole influencer talking about y'all can't find me. Girl,
please don't
gonna find you.
Please don't
find you.
She literally in the dark right now. Like, please don't find me.
Please don't find me. I'm literally sitting in the dark because I'm the only person that's probably East Coast. So I'm sitting here like, damn, don't find me.
Yeah, the sunlight said bye.
Yeah, bye.
Deuces. And guys, it's as always, scam. If you want to see the horrifying photos, Scam Goddess Pod, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. If you want to find me and my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I-D, Valacy on all platforms. All episodes of A Black Lady Sketch Show Season 2 are streaming now on HBO Max if you want to see my comedy. Also, iCarly on Paramount Plus. First season is streaming right now, and we're shooting the second season. I don't got no air date for y'all. Stop asking. But I love y'all. All the merch is out. Please get into it, podswag.com, because give a gift, you know? Buy a gift for a loved one, because I'm going to switch it up pretty soon. All right, congregation, stay scheming.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.